Well, an explosion of foreclosures has real estate analysts worried. They warn that 2.5 million homes could be foreclosed on across the country this year. No region of the country is suffering more than the Midwest, where, as NPR's Celeste Headley reports, some homeowners can't sell their houses for any amount.
There are about 200 people in this hotel ballroom consulting their auction guides, making notes, and checking their Palm Pilots. What they're not doing, for the most part, is buying property.
My goodness. Did you realize what a short amount of time it is to pay off $15,000 on a house?
Finally, a house is sold. It's a three-bedroom house, and the price, less than $5,000. Welcome to the Midwest real estate market. Among the zip codes with the most foreclosures nationwide, 49 are in Ohio, 34 in Michigan, and 4 of the top 10 are within the city limits of Detroit.
A piece of property in Detroit that's a 40-foot lot, which is standard, is worth usually about $500 tops.
The land.
The land, the dirt.
Ron Walraven of RE/MAX Michigan is standing inside a vacant house. The price on this home has been slashed by tens of thousands of dollars. He says the number of homes on his foreclosure list has doubled since February. Pei Valaire, president of the Michigan Mortgage Brokers Association, says this is the worst she's seen in her 30-year career.
People are without jobs. We have a depreciating economy in regard to values. Now we have such a large array of problems affecting people in Michigan that they're stuck not being able to do anything except give their homes back.
It's a familiar story. Lair says those who are hit the hardest are people who took out a subprime loan, perhaps borrowed more than they could afford, or got an adjustable rate mortgage that jumped from 7% to 10%. There are so many foreclosures on the market, Lair says, they're bringing down the value of surrounding homes. And that means many people are stunned to find they owe more than their houses are worth. Vina Jones Cox is a busy property investor and hosts Public Radio's Real Life Real Estate Investing in Cincinnati.
I keep talking to these people who are horribly embarrassed about being in foreclosure because they're people who, they always pay their credit card bills on time. They've always had good credit. They've always, you know, they paid off their student loans 5 years after they got out of college, and now they're losing their home.
She thinks the problem is just becoming critical, and in the next 5 years, it will be the lenders, not the consumers, that feel the pinch.
I think we could be looking at a bank crisis coming up sometime in the next few years that would be on a par with what we saw in the late 70s and early 80s, because I'm just talking to so many people who are despairing. Their property's been on the market for 9 months, 12 months, in some cases 24 months. They're unable to sell it for more than they owe on it. So what makes sense is for them to walk away.
Ron Walraven of RE/MAX says that's the essential difference between the housing declines on the coasts and the situation in the Midwest. In California and Florida, the values have dropped more dramatically, but property is still moving. Here, he says, banks are faced with holding on to a home for years or selling it for far under cost at auction.
As opposed to just flat out foreclosing on them, they're allowing loan modifications. You know, some of the banks are just allowing the people to give them back to them without even foreclosing. They just give them a deed.
And before you assume that this is a regional problem that'll never affect you or your neighbors, Vina Jones Cox says the Midwest housing decline simply started earlier, and Los Angeles and Miami need to pay attention to what's going on in Cincinnati, Detroit, and St. Louis.
In another year, you're going to be hearing the same story in L.A. and San Francisco, because actually California is now leading the country in new foreclosures.
Experts say they expect a 7% drop in home prices across the country this year. Consumer advocates are pushing hard for reform in lending practices, but it may come too late for those who already own their homes and don't want them to end up on the auction block. Celeste Headley, NPR News, Detroit.